Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Screen.
Here.
Please rise to the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on agenda is citizens' comment period. Are any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
John Young, 29th. Is this on? Can you hear me, Sandy? John Young, 2916 West Plaza Drive. This is a reference to item G2, asking the council to vote yes in approving the agreement between Waukee County and the City of Franklin.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to talk about item 4 and 5, where the city is proposing to cut across somebody's land or trying to get some land, and when they cut across that land, they're going to destroy that whole piece of property towards the bottom there. I can't see any reason why they want to do that when the city of Franklin owns all the property on the corner of Marquette and Hillendale. In fact, there's sewer and water there. That would be the best place to open up a road to go into the park. I can't see why we would want to destroy another piece of property when we own that whole corner, that whole intersection. And if we put a road in there and then put a road into the park, we will not have to destroy somebody else's property. And if you recall, we had the same thing with Southview. Somebody was bunking around with the general plans, and there's no reason to cut up a road. Incidentally, there was also mentioned with that road that's going across that private property is that they're going to put sewer and water. They're going to put a sidewalk there. I took a ride through the park just to reassure me that our parks around here don't have any sidewalks on the road. There's none of them, and I think you worked in the parks long enough. So I don't know why we're putting another sidewalk in that park road, but I just can't see spending the money destroying somebody else's property when we own most of that land on the corner of Hillendale, part of it going, what direction is that, north? And we should open up the road going east, and we would have a great opportunity to get into the park system right there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Marvin Wolf, 8400 West Oakwood Road. I was asked to here tonight to give you guys an update on waste management's monitoring system going on. I was appointed as chairman there 5 years ago. When I took over, we were averaging 35 complaints a month for odor. As of this last year, we had one complaint all year. We're working very closely with waste management. They have a new manager in there, Mike Hackey. He's doing a fantastic job of monitoring their contract. And then, so it's just an update to let you just know that that committee is doing what was put out there to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone else wishing to speak? I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to the regular meeting minutes of January 8th, 2013.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Good, moved and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now the drop down to item G1, change order number 3 for the Ryan Creek Interceptor contract number 01 with Super Excavators, Inc., for the construction causing damage to the city's existing water main. Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you hear him back there?
Yeah. Okay. During the construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor in the vicinity of 68th Street, we originally had the water main sewer, Ryan Creek Interceptor, located on county property south of that, quite some distance from the existing water main. But as you recall, we asked for an easement from Milwaukee County, and Milwaukee County rejected giving us any easement on the property. Therefore, we ended up having to move the Ryan Creek Interceptor up close to the water main. In fact, where the manhole was, we actually included as part of the contract the relay of the water main
shaft going down from the manhole would have actually got right into the water main. What happened out there, this was open cut when they were digging, the soils got bad, the trench that they were digging got wider and wider, the gas main that ran through there that was actually closer to the Rhine Creek Interceptor than the water main fell into the hole, and they had to shut the gas off. The contractor super excavators did ask the water department to valve off the water main so we didn't have any pressure on the water main. Because the water main, where it tees in from 68th Street, tees into the water main on Ryan Road, they poured a bulkhead behind that. But if the soil behind the bulkhead gives away, that holds the water main together. Well, when they turned the water main off, they accidentally got on the hydrant valve instead of the section valve. The section valve was covered with asphalt. They didn't see it. They assumed they had turned the water main on. When they started digging the trench, water main had pressure on it, and when they got close to going past the intersection of the T blew off, and we had water all over the place. That was a 16-inch water main that blew off a 12-inch T. And we got out there, we got the water shut off and all. We helped clean up the mess in part ourselves, but there was damage. The water main had to be replaced. Some of the sewer was damaged and had to be repaired. And we feel that this should be a cost to the Rhine Creek Interceptor and not a cost to the water department. So we recommend, and we've checked with our consultants. They've checked with the state and our representative from DNR and our representative from the sewage district, and they agree that this could be taken out of the Rhine Creek project because it was really damage caused by the construction of the Rhine Creek. So we would recommend a change order. This change order will have to be signed by DNR and MMSD. So we recommend that
Alderman Willem?
Well, it'll pass without my vote on this, but I just had a question about the quality assurance and who was supposed to oversee that, and who looked at the plans. Was the trenching consistent with the plans? And I don't know if it's even worth it to go into answering all those questions, because I'm not going to support it just because I haven't been supporting the project. But I completely understand, you know, the need to want to shift it over and not have the water department, so I'm fine with that. I do have kind of questions on quality assurance and who is supposed to be overseeing that and who made the measurements and who looked at the plans to verify it. It just seems like maybe there was a little lack of oversight. That's all.
Alderman Skrosky?
Yeah, I reviewed this. I took a look at it, and I questioned Mr. Everly about it, understanding what was going on and why it happened. I think part of this should be back to Milwaukee County. I don't know why the hell they didn't give us permission for the easement. You know, there's no reason why it's gone. But I'll support it.
Anyone else? That was City Attorney.
Mr. Bennett said the city of Franklin water department fell. They were requesting a turn.
And that's my response. Wrong valve, turned the hydrant valve off, thought they had turned the section valve off. Section valve was covered with asphalt. That's a county trunk. That little piece of 68th Street is a county trunk highway, so we don't maintain it. But evidently, the county must have covered over our valve, because only one valve showed. So the guy was told to shut the valve, but it was the wrong valve.
Alderman Olson?
Well, the reality of this is that the $23,000 ought to come. Water utility, because it's the water utility's mistake. We would be sitting here saying super excavators has to pay that $23,000 if they nick the main, if they're harmless. So the reality is the water utility ought to have to pay for this. I'm not in support of it.
Okay. further discussion?
It's the same people paying at any rate, but still.
Well, let me ask, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Skarowski?
No, that's fine. Go ahead. I was going to make the motion.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Nope.
No.
Four ayes, two noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I would like to, on that same subject, I do think that the Board of Water Commissioners probably should get a review of this, gentlemen. Item G2, resolution approving emergency medical services agreement for paramedic services between Milwaukee County Department of Health Human Services and City of Rankin for 2013, 14, 2015, and if there's an automatic renewal for 2016, unless either party would terminate the contract. The city attorney did remind me that while we have that listed for all those years, there's always been a clause in the contracts that I think either party has the ability of getting out of the contract within 60 days notice. So I don't think there's any contracts that are automatic. We have that in many contracts. But I think we've been under the EMS paramedic contracts 20 years. All right, it's been moved, seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson, Alderman Wilhelm.
Just one question for the Chief. If I may, Mr. Mayor, what's the status of our contract with Dale's Corps for ALS service?
I believe we have a specific contract. We are their primary provider. I don't believe we have any specific contract.
My question is on page 16, which would be page 3 of the contract, and it starts on 107, where we agreed to reimburse the county when someone doesn't complete that. And I know we have a policy, but could you refresh my memory on who has to pay for that? Is that the individual? Do you make the individuals take a class reimburse that, or does the city, or how does that work?
Which line is it?
It starts on 107. It talks about that it, okay. They don't complete a class that they have to reimburse the county.
The department would reimburse the county. This hasn't happened. I guess I don't see that being a major issue. We would hold off on paying paramedic pay to that person until they do pass their industry exam. So, in a way, we're not paying all of that at that point.
All right. I knew there was some. I've heard this mentioned before, and I knew there was some kind of policy how that works.
Yeah, as the chief negotiator for the municipalities on this, I saw so many drafts going back and forth that I think there was one point where the chiefs we had about 10 different copies, and then we straightened that out. But I think this language is existing language that's been rolled over from year to year. Mm-hmm. I would point out to the council a couple things, and that's that. On the cover letter that was sent to me from Paula Lucy, there's a figure of $41,000, $41,668. I believe that that is the share for on a proportionate basis for $500,000. At the last ICC meeting, one mayor from South Milwaukee, Mayor Sepecki, did raise an issue about having this come back to the ICC just to review it. I'm guessing that there's probably no problem with the additional $41,000, because I didn't see any raise from the other 18 municipalities. And I was sitting next to Mayor Barrett. He didn't raise anything. But I just wanted to let you know that, just in case. And performance measurements, the chiefs, especially
a lot of chiefs, when they saw the performance measures for the first time all laid out on paper, got a little bit of heartburn from that. Our paramedics who do this every day looked at that and said, we're at 100%. So we don't foresee any issues with that.
No. Yeah, and the fire chief of the city of Milwaukee came forward and testified at the ICC, or at the county, saying that he didn't see any problem with it at all. In fact, he said that they're already doing it. So, again, just so you kind of rumor control on that. All right, do we take the vote? The motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief Remington. Thank you, guys. Item 3, resolution relating to code enforcement policy and procedures. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, if there's no objection or no other input, I'll just make the motion to adopt the resolution reaffirming, updating, and modernizing the city's code enforcement policies.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. As the author of the language, I saw that the aldermen have the ability of looking at it. Was this also intended for the mayor to be able to look at it? I didn't see the words.
Well, I would hope that Ms. Liberta would have discussed it with you.
I like that one. That's good one. Jim.
Well, I just wanted to, it's not in there. I believe I have the ability anyhow.
Right.
Just so it's. Yeah. All right. City attorney.
Just one question. And the assistant city attorney worked on this critical weekend. But I think the longstanding practice and understanding has been that occasionally you have an alderman, the complainant, and that confidentiality as the complainant did not apply, but an alderman is the complainant. And is that still to be the case here? I don't know that it was necessarily black and white previously, but that was always the stated understanding, whatever the council discussed.
My reading of this is that this is no longer totally common.
Well, what I read was confidentiality provisions as currently exist remain, but it didn't single out other persons from that policy, and that's why I asked the question.
I'm prepared.
Yeah, I just.
That exception was not written into any of the other policies, so it was not carried forward or incorporated in this. If that's intended to be an exception, it should be specified.
There we got a lot of people in the room. Alderman Wilhelm, I think, was first, and then Madam Clerk, Alderman Olson, Alderman Skransky.
Well, it was my understanding that anything the aldermen do is subject to open records. I just assumed that it's subject to open records, so I didn't think it really needed to be addressed because the clerk's office would get that request and would be covered under that.
I did bring this up to Attorney Sadek and also had a question about not just the alderman being the complainant, but if the alderman had a conflict. Because sometimes that does occur, and it would be nice if that portion were addressed in it.
Are you here on an item? You're just here because you wanted to see us?
I wanted to see how you do this.
Okay. All right. Because we have other meetings. Alderman Olson.
Well, first of all, I don't have an issue at all if the aldermen have complaints are public. It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm sure all of us are on the same position. It wouldn't have bothered me if I was running for re-election, too. So, but we shouldn't do that, make it part of the record. But to fix your problem, Mr. Mayor, friendly amendment, paragraph 5, insert the words "or mayor" after the word "exists." Two-thirds of the way down the paragraph.
Works for me.
Paragraph 5. sentence says, "Alderman of the district in which the complaint exists, or mayor, shall have the right to request this information." Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, I had that in there. I don't know what happened.
Motion.
That was a friendly amendment.
Alderman, is there a second to the amendment? Any further discussion on the amendment? Mr.
That's the best thing ever.
That's great.
I'm thinking half there.
Okay. Thank you.
As opposed to or.
And or. Why don't we do and or?
Which is what it is.
But there's already an exception for conflict. So.
You're the attorney, man.
And please.
Thank you.
Alderman Skronsky, you have been very patient.
Yeah, because I'm on the end of the bench here.
Right.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that should just be open. Anybody signs it should be able to know who's making the complaint. And as far as I'm concerned, that's I would ask that be in there and change that any open. Why should you have to go to an open record to find it out? Somebody complains about it. And you'll probably eliminate a lot of those complaints because they're normally just spite and nonsense and nuisance. That's what they are.
We have an amendment on the floor. I would suggest that maybe you could try and see if your colleagues would support another amendment. So okay. I'm going to take up the first amendment.
Okay.
With the insertion, instead of taking out or and putting it and. Alderman Wilder.
Well, there was a bit of discussion on that item last time, and I thought I included Alderman Skronsky's request by saying that he would have the right to ask whoever the complainant was, and I thought that was the intention, but that Alderman still needed to keep those people hold the confidentiality on that, because a lot of people don't want their neighbor knowing. They have a hard time putting in the complaint because they don't want to have bad neighbors. And I think that, if there's an issue and we have people who are helping us, assisting us, I appreciate it when someone calls me and lets me know that, I have a neighborhood issue, I have a health hazard or whatever, but, I'm really reluctant to put in that because I don't want to have a bad issue with my neighbor, and I explained to them that their name is kept confident, and they seem to be okay with it, and they're willing to put it in. Otherwise, as an alderman, I'll end up putting in every single complaint, and I don't know if that's necessarily the way to do it, because then you have people calling up and asking your alderman to do all the complaining, and then that is another situation. So I think the intention wasn't to change the system. The intention was just to update it because it was out of date. And so far, I don't think we've had any problems with the way it's been working. And unless someone else feels different than I do, then I wouldn't support that change. However, if there was the earlier suggestion, or if somebody wanted to include that about the alderman.
Why don't we, if somebody's going to introduce them, why don't we take up the and mayor
right.
First, and then the.
I just wanted to say one more thing that I've been working on just trying to get down what staff already does with the city attorney since this has been going on since August. And at some point, I wish we could figure out what process we're doing and write it down on paper and just approve it, because it seems like if we're doing it on a daily basis, we should know the process. It shouldn't be that hard to put it down in writing. And I think it's time that we update this, and a lot of work went into this. I think departments had their say on it. The clerk, I made extra effort to make sure that everybody got a say on it. So I'm hoping we can just kind of move on with this at some point.
One step.
Rateable.
On the amendment, any further discussion? Ms. Ann Baer. If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, are there any other amendments?
Yeah,
I'd be offered.
I'd like to make the amendment to leave it open. To be honest with you, a little discussion with this. I've never had to put in a complaint for somebody or one of my constituents. I tell them, if you have a discussion, first go over and talk to your neighbor, or what do you have a complaint? And then if that doesn't resolve, then you go ahead and you write out the complaint yourself.
Okay. So you're making a motion to...
Yes. To keep it open that all complainants will be open on the complainant form.
Is there a second to the amendment? Second to the amendment. Seeing none, the amendment fails. Back on the main motion, Mr. Bennett. And Mr.
Yeah, but just one concern. Engineering wasn't consulted on this at all. So we do receive. One of my problems is making a difference between complaints and a request for service. My ditch doesn't drain. I'd like it re-ditched. Is that a complaint or is that a request for service? Or I have a drainage problem, and we'll go out and look at it from engineering, but a lot of times the only thing we can do is give advice. So as long as we consider those are requests for services and not complaints, because I don't really have a problem, but for some reason engineering wasn't even consulted, and we do receive some complaints.
Mr. LeBert?
I believe that was adequately addressed in here, and I might suggest, Mayor, that we have a department head meeting and go through this and discuss some of those sorts of things.
I was actually going to call a cab.
Yeah, but it is specifically addressed in here to be able to accommodate that.
I'll just tell you what, just call a cab meeting for like next Thursday.
Okay.
Ms. LeBert?
Relative to the city attorney's comment on elected officials, at the first line of number 5, you could alter it to say, except as authorized by a complainant, the identity of any complainant, and add, other than an elected official, shall not be released. Then it would exclude the alderman and the mayor if they were the complainant, and those would become available to them as regular public record.
We have a main, we're on the, still on the main motion. Any further discussion on the vote?
Well, I saw the email. It went to all department heads, so I'm not sure. I got comments back from the home guard inspection and Roberto, clerk, planning department. I'm not sure if the email was missed or what. But
we had a meeting.
Well, it was on the agenda. It's been on the agenda since August several times, and the direction was for it to go to all departments, and you were at the meeting when it was directed, and the email went out, and it was requested to have the comments back by a certain time, and when you didn't get the comments back by a certain time, we assumed there weren't any comments. But I think the question you raise is addressed. There's nothing that prevents you. In item 4, it says in interest of customer service, in the case of a complaint, you're expected to let the citizen, so you can just say, is this a complaint? If it's a complaint, you have the option and availability to submit a form. If it's a customer service request, you have the option to try to handle it. That's spelled out in here. If they don't like how you handle it, you can still ask them to fill out a complaint form. That's completely covered in item 4 of the document. So I don't know if you have any other issues, but... And this freely leaves each department up to their own procedures on how they want to handle these. It doesn't tie your hands on any department, internal department decisions. All it does is spell out how a complaint gets handled as far as tracking and how it goes to the clerk, and that's pretty much all it does, and that's where we're at, what we're doing right now. If you even look in here in the wording, it says that the departments have their ability to have their own procedure on how they will handle things from that point once it's in the system. Well, I think it's important for Mr. Bennett to understand that he shouldn't have any concerns that his you know, maybe concerns are addressed. And, you know, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear my explanation to Mr. Bennett, but I feel I have the right to let him know that.
I was just, Alderman Olson had his hand up, so I was just... Alderman Olson.
You absolutely do, Kristen, but if you've got an order, you typically be quiet and take the order. Let Jack worry about himself. But as it relates to Jack's question, I would think it's pretty easy. If it doesn't relate to Chapter 178, it's not a complaint. Call the question.
Question is to call. There's a second to call in the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed on the main question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G4. Resolution determining the necessity of public acquisition of property for the right-of-way plat for extension of West Marquette Avenue.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, maybe to answer Mr. Lewandowski's question, the city did receive the land from the Metropolitan Sewage District, and it is part of the city's land at this time, this area over here. But there's a conservation easement on that. Part of that conservation easement says we're not allowed to put any roads or any parking lots on that land. So while that land is ours, well, there's other restrictions, but those are two of the major restrictions. So we cannot put a road down from Marquette or Hillendale or wherever because that is not allowed. So the only really access that we could have from the park from the west, or unless we could work something out from the north, but there's a large wooded parcel or large wooded area in between. You'd have to cut down a lot of trees to get a drive in from Pleasant View School. So there isn't an alternative to make a connection from Marquette Avenue. Other than that, this is the area, of course. This is the extension of Evergreen. And this is the extension of Marquette Avenue from 49th Street over to the east side of the school.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please have a motion carries. Item 5, authorization for single source to proceed. Alderman Wilhelm.
Motion to authorize single source to complete three appraisals and acquisitions for the necessary right-of-way for the extension of West Marquette Avenue and West Evergreen Street for a cost not to exceed $9,000 as contained in their letter agreement dated January 9, 2013, and to offer a payment of $2,000 if the property owner does not request a second appraisal.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Skransky.
I'm looking at that map, Jack. You got the green line all the way to 51st Street. Well, then let's make it clear. We're not going to 51st Street.
Here it is.
Okay.
I didn't know these maps.
All right.
There it is.
Okay. Anything further? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. G6, property owner request for Emerald Ashwood infested Elmwood Ashwood. Moved and seconded. Only under discussion, I ask that this be placed here because I do think that it's important that the policy decision be made. Okay, all those
so what
city
was
attorney?
What was the question?
The staff came to me and asked if I would just approve this, and I said no. I said I think this really needs to be in front of the council.
I agree. Thank you, Your Honor.
We'll need that draft sign off agreement. The property owner says
objection to that, Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon.
Well, that was half of my issue. The other half of the issue is there any legal teeth if someone decides that they want to start moving these work on the center and just frowning, but that's the next question.
I think it would be a violation of the Department of Agriculture rules. I don't know whether they take the first report or not. Would be surprised if they would.
You wouldn't be surprised if they didn't or would?
I would assume that they would take action on it. Serious, particularly if they take it up north.
you might want to add some language to this guy.
I'll have Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Alderman Sullivan?
My question is, it says abutting property owners. Are these their trees on their property?
No. These are city trees. Street trees.
On their property?
In front of their house. On
right.
Public
this
right.
This does not include parkland or any other city-owned land. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion? That was wise to bring in here.
Right.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Franklin Senior Citizens Travel Program update.
So moved to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
They're moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Sullivan.
Could you send Shirley a letter?
I'll ask Mr. Liberta on my behalf if you would put a pen and letter together for my signature.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G8, authorization to the planning manager to enter into a 4-year lease agreement with Sharp Electronics Corporation for the planning department's copier. Sorry. A motion.
I'll make a motion.
Alderman Olson. Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Two things. One is an ethics discussion. I work for Canon. They're a major manufacturer of copiers and printing equipment. Not involved in this, and I'm not involved with that division, so I have no financial interest whatsoever. I do have a little bit of background, though, and my question is to Joel or Mr. Roberta, when you obviously looked at other products, correct? And two others. Okay. And the cost per copy, color and black and white, is the key to this. This is, you're nodding up and down, you know where I'm going. This is the least expensive.
Depending on the number of copies. We're, the number of copies that we've done over previous years, it gets close. It brings the two prices close, two proposals close together.
But this will
if we, we've had a decrease in the number of copies the last couple of years, Sharp will remain cheaper.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
I would ask Alderman Olson if you have any suggestions for Joel regarding these issues. This because you're an expert.
Oh, I'm far from an expert, Mr. Mayor, but cost per copy, color, cost per copy, black and white, is one of the major criteria. It seems like Joel's got a hand on that.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item H, our miscellaneous licenses.
Set approve with a letter. Fabry, hold for appearance. Hussini, approve. Lianis, hold for appearance. Nitra, approve with a letter. Schultz, approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you a list of vouchers dated January 22nd, 2013, numbers 145711 through 145907. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second. I have a question.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Skowronski.
Just going through this thing, I was looking at the fire department. They had two ballasts changed in the fire department, One was for, is that a single ballast, or how many ballasts for 536 and 398? Is that one ballast? Two?
Are you asking for separate action? Or?
Yeah. I'd like to find out, because that's pretty excessive in anybody's language, unless you're going through the whole building or something.
Well,
because
no,
you get that with energy.
For a question or a potential additional action on the all the other vouchers that included in 145711 through 145907. There's been motion that's been made, it's been seconded. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
And Alderman Skronsky, you're asking for separate action?
Yeah, to refer that back to Mr. Liberta to find out exactly what it,
okay.
You know, what do we get for this?
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, ayes have. Motion carries. On the, you have before you the net payroll dated January 11th, 2013. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skrzydlewski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.